Let There Be Light. From Flashbangs and Frag Grenades. By Calchexis. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on League of Legends by Riot Games. Chapter 41. A Fine Shrine. Seraphine couldn't remember the last time she'd smiled so much and for so long. Certainly she'd had fewer reasons to smile since the war started, even with Renata. It was hard enough to stay optimistic when you could feel the world dying by inches around you, breath by breath. Sometimes it was too hard. But at least for one day, smiling could be easy. The whole space beyond the building that Renata was steadfastly refusing to call a chapel had been set up like the square at a festival. Lights were strung along wires interspersed with squares of colored paper and ran overhead like cheerful cobwebs. Tables had been set out for those who wanted or needed to sit and rest, while all around the square were carts carrying all manner of foods, from Zonite staples to spiced Noxian meats, and both clean water, wine, and ale flowed freely. There was music, too, and Seraphine loved that best of all. She couldn't help but smile ear to ear as she sat beside Renata at their table, joined by their close friends, or whatever Renata opted to call them, and allies. This, Seraphine reflected, was the Zaun that could have been. The Zaun that could still be if the war went their way. It was the Zaun that the world above never saw, the one that was full of so much life. There was a conversation happening around her, but Seraphine could hardly hear it over the breathing and the beating of collective hearts. And there was so much joyful noise that it was all she could do to keep her mind afloat in the sea of emotions. It wasn't a terrible thing, but there was just so much of it that she could scarcely parse out the song that was being sung by the thousands of souls in attendance. Her lone grounding wire was Renata, that forceful, orchestral soul of hers could be heard above the whole of the crowd. And Renata held tight to it in order to keep herself from being consumed by the tempest around her. Such was the price of being bound to the soul of Zaun herself. Even as a shadow of a shadow, Janna was so powerful. "Are you well, my love?" Renata asked, and suddenly all of the drowning sounds faded into the background. Seraphine realized that at some point she must have closed her eyes and that she was clinging to Renata's arm rather hard.
"Yeah, sorry,"
she said as she opened her eyes. It didn't change much. She could see the people around her as easily with them opened or closed. "There are just so many people here and their songs are so powerful. I think it's been a long time since anyone in Zaun had a cause to party like this."
"I suppose that's probably true," Lux said from her other side.
And Seraphine turned to smile back at her. And there was something odd about Lux's expression, though. She was looking at Seraphine strangely, almost through her, in fact. And Seraphine tried to smile past that intense gaze as she said,
"Thank you again for standing with me at the altar, Lux."
Lux relaxed and nodded.
"Of course."
She reached out and laid a hand on Seraphine's.
"We'll always be there for you."
She looked to her side.
"Right, Jinx?"
"Hmm?"
Jinx looked up with a mouthful of meat, then chewed, swallowed, wiped her lips, and said,
"Oh yeah, I mean, Sarah's like the only sane one that we got left."
"And I hope you stay that way,"
Lux said warmly as she tightened her grip on Seraphine's hand.
"I would hate to see that kindness fade into madness of any kind."
Returning Lux's grip, Seraphine said,
"I can take care of myself."
"I still reserve the right to worry," Lux said as she drew her hand back. "You're one of my only true friends, after all."
"I find it strange not being the maudlin one for once," Renata remarked dryly as the current song being played for the dancers tapered off, neatly puncturing the tension.
Rising from her seat, she drew Seraphine up with her and said,
"Given that this is our wedding, my dear, I believe it's traditional to share at least one dance, so..."
She made an almost comically gallant offer of her arm to Seraphine.
"Will you do the honor, Lady Glask?"
"I believe I will, actually,"
Seraphine said with a small laugh as she allowed herself to be towed out from behind the table and onto the dance floor. The people parted before them like shoals of fish before a shark. Renata led her forward, through over 100 people until they were in the very center of the square, before pulling her close and setting a hand on Seraphine's hip. "You look radiant, my dear," Renata whispered.
"And you look so handsome,"
Seraphine replied with a smile so wide that it almost hurt.
"And I love you so much."
The music picked up a moment later and they began to sway. And for Seraphine, it was like all the rest of Zaun fell away from them at that moment. The soul songs that had been so deafening a moment ago became less than a whisper, as the orchestra that was Renata Glask surrounded her like a protective sheath of aural armor. Renata's chem-scorched eyes were all Seraphine could focus on, as they began to fall into the steps of a dance, with Seraphine leading her on a paradoxically gentle journey around the dance floor. It had all come to this. Seraphine almost laughed as she recalled how defiant she had been at the start. When they first met, Renata had made her so mad. She was so powerful and so wealthy and yet so cruel. But beneath that cruel edge was something that Seraphine had never expected to find. Underneath all of the lesser evils and the darkened deals, and past all of the anger and that facade of uncaring ice, was, of all things, an idealist. Renata, for all of her callous words and claims of pragmatism, still believed in a better world. She believed in it hard enough to burn the current world down. And Seraphine had been swept up in that belief. She found in Renata her other half. Maybe not her better half, but certainly a necessary half. Renata was the hard edge to Seraphine's soft touch, and likewise, Seraphine had become Renata's conscience. Together they had made Zaun just a little bit better.
"How did I get so lucky?"
Renata mused softly as she spun Seraphine in place before pulling her flush. Seraphine smiled as she moved with the momentum Renata had given her, and went up on her toes to peck a kiss on the woman's lips before saying, "Maybe I'm the lucky one, ever think of that?"
"No, not really," Renata drawled.
"You're such a sour puss," Seraphine said playfully as she let herself drop and swept around, dipped, then pulled up against Renata's chest.
"And I love you," she added as she kissed Renata again, "just the way you are."
As they moved around the dance square, Seraphine could hardly take her eyes off Renata. She'd never seen the taciturn woman smile so much for so long.
"Do you ever wish we'd met when you were younger?" Seraphine asked. "Say if I was born earlier and I knew you before everything went wrong."
Renata's smile thinned a little at that question as she slowed and stepped back, twirling Seraphine in place once before drawing her up again and saying,
"A part of me does."
"And the other part?"
"Is thankful that we didn't," she said.
"Why?" Seraphine asked as they moved back into step with the beat of the music. Renata sighed, and her grip on Seraphine tightened ever so slightly.
"Because if I had met you then, I think I might have been able to let go of my anger and be happy," she said. "And if I had, then none of this would have come to pass. My parents would have rested unavenged. Piltover would have continued to poison our air and water. And I'm not sure I would have been able to care."
"But you would have been happy," Seraphine said softly.
"And at what cost?"
Renata asked as the music finally tapered off and they came to a stop.
"What price," she asked, "would you pay for my happiness? Would you trade all of theirs for it?"
Seraphine clenched her jaw as she looked up and around them at all of the smiling people. A year ago, those same people had been firmly under the heel of Piltover or the Chem Barons. They'd had no reason to hope, nor anything tangible to hope for. Now they were happy and smiling, and they had a glimmer of hope that a real change was coming.
For the first time since its creation, Zaun had hope for progress. Looking back up, Seraphine said, "You deserve happiness just as much as they do." "And I've found it," Renata said gently as she laid her hand on Seraphine's cheek and stroked the pad of her thumb over Seraphine's lips. "And for once I choose to be content with that and not be greedy for more. And I hope you understand what a departure of character that is for me." Tears prickled at the edges of Seraphine's eyes. "Well," she started, "then I guess I'll just have to be greedy for the both of us then, because I wish I could have made you happy back then too." The tears started to fall. "I wish I could walk back to that time and tell you how loved you are. I wish I could follow your soul to every life you'll ever live just to make sure you're loved enough. Be it one life or 1,000, Renata said. "Your love will always be enough, my dear." "Not for me," Seraphine said through her tears. "It will never be enough for me." She drew herself up to kiss Renata hard. And when they parted, she held herself there as she said, "One life or 1,000 or 1,000,000, it will never be enough time to have spent loving you." Renata sighed softly as she lowered Seraphine down. "One life is all we get, Sarah," she said. "It's all any of us get." All at once, a surge of something unfamiliar welled up in Seraphine's chest. It wasn't something she was used to feeling. She had come to terms with her anger. She had even come to terms with her temper. This wasn't either of those. Turning her gaze away from Renata, she looked back at Lux and Jinx and listened to that song of theirs. To the fractured, fiery chaos of Jinx's. And to the single, howling note roaring out across some illimitable distance of time that issued from Lux. "Not all of us," she murmured, choking back a silent, jealous burn in the back of her throat. "Some of us get more." Renata's fingers brushed her cheek, pulling Seraphine's gaze back where it belonged. "Sarah?" "It's nothing," Seraphine said, pushing that feeling down into a box and kicking it into a very dark corner. "Sorry, I love you so much, and I never want to lose you." "We all go sometime," Renata said drolly, "but not today." "No," Seraphine agreed. "Not today." And maybe if Seraphine could manage it, not ever. After all, there was living proof that two souls could follow one another through lives right there in front of her. Seraphine could hear it. She could hear the echoes of all of those lives, all of those distant dreams. There had to be a way. And Seraphine swore silently that she would find it. One way or another.
The text of this story is available on AO3. Music by Dot Matrix. If you would like me to record a story, voice over a character, get in touch using the contact information available on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server, where I record things live for your enjoyment. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.